1-800-736-4CA.
Well, as we know, the federal election for 2022 was a tough campaign, and having spent a bit of time with Albo, I know some of the time that he had to spend in opposition. It was a tough, tough gig. It really was. Then, of course, he got across the line straight to Quad, and, you know, I think it's certainly been a solid, solid game. I mean, he probably needed a bit of time off, and I know he copped a bit of stick just a few weeks ago for taking some time off, but not only just being in opposition, but then throwing into the big job and with Quad and all those other, you know, important, in, you know, overseas things to deal with. It's been a pretty tough time, but he joins us this morning. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, good morning.
Good morning, Murray. Good to be talking with you again.
Torres Strait you are this morning. We'll come to exactly what you're doing up in Torres Strait in just a sec. But look, I'm keen to talk to you about transparency and accountability. Look, you know, you've hit the ground running, as I said in my intro, looking to change the tone of Parliament. You know, not the polarised type of situation we've got in the United States. It's about improving, I guess, the quality of communication in Parliament. That's something that's been quite noticeable. You've obviously enacted your policies. You've hit the ground running to get these things happening. But coming back to this transparency and accountability, some people have suggested that, you know, at the end of the day, why go back? Why consider what's happened with the former Prime Minister? Even in some of just the last couple of days I've seen on social media from a guy called Stapleton, this is such a boring non-story. Makes you wonder what they're deflecting from. Perhaps the new PM should focus on his current issues. What would you say to people that are basically saying those type of things when obviously this issue with the former Prime Minister has really hit the headlines over the last couple of days?
Well, when I've been asked questions about the former Morrison government's actions, I've responded to them. But we are getting on with the job of dealing with employment issues. We've got a Jobs and Skills Summit coming up, which I committed to doing. That will be happening on the first 2 days of September. We've hit the ground running with our climate change policies. I'm here in the Torres Strait talking about a voice to Parliament and ways to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. But our parliamentary democracy is precious. And the revelations that we had a shadow government operating without not just not informing the Australian people, but not even informing the people who Scott Morrison was co-minister with, such as the finance minister, the health minister, the resources industry minister, the energy minister, the home affairs minister, is quite extraordinary. Our cabinet system of government, which derived from the Westminster system, is precious. It relies upon checks and balances. It relies upon ministerial accountability. And I think Australians are quite rightly shocked that there was this shadow government that they weren't told about before the election, and indeed weren't told about until the last week.
You know, it really is a gross overreach of power. And even though the Governor-General was actually part of that process, he said quite clearly that he had a full expectation that the former Prime Minister would be transparent with the Australian people. And I guess it's that accountability and transparency that I think is an issue here.
Well, that's right. And it was a slippery slope that began when the entire coalition government sat back and thought it was okay for Scott Morrison to be the only member of a cabinet committee. You know, that was designed to avoid scrutiny, designed to avoid freedom of information, designed so that any meeting that Scott Morrison was in, he could say, oh, well, that was a meeting of this cabinet committee of which I was the only member. When you allow these things to occur, then democracy is undermined. And that's why people have responded so strongly. You have people who served in the cabinet in the Morrison government calling upon him to resign from the parliament. And I think this is quite shocking, these revelations. And the fact that Scott Morrison has apologised to Josh Frydenberg and to some of his former colleagues, but hasn't saw fit to apologise to the Australian people, is a real concern. It just shows contempt for our parliamentary democracy and contempt for our Westminster system of accountability that we rely upon. We have a cabinet system of government in this country. and we can't take it for granted.
Politicians cop it pretty rough at the best of times, but when you've got these things going on, I think anything that can happen to clean it up is so important. Just before we come to your trip to Torres Strait, the release of the Bali bomber this morning has obviously caused a lot of pain here in Australia, Albo.
Oh, absolutely. It just adds to the trauma that people who are particularly the direct families or people who know the 88 victims of this horrific terrorist attack will be feeling as we approach the 20th anniversary of the Bali bombings. I had constituents in my electorate. There was a sporting team, a youth sporting team from Dulwich Hill. I went up there and the Borgia family and the Webster family lost their lives. And it is quite shocking that you've had now this early release further brought forward by another 5 months on top of the shortening of the period of 18 months that had already occurred. And I'm just really feel for those people who'll be doing it tough today as a result of this decision.
Okay, up in the Torres Strait, I believe, with Linda Burney and, of course, Anita Green here from Cairns, the senator here locally, and a special envoy for the Great Barrier Reef. There's certainly been a focus on some of the crime issues happening in our region, but I guess closing the gap and actually having this Indigenous voice to Parliament is one of the focuses, and reflecting what we said at the beginning of the conversation, that you're getting moving with respect to some of these type of things. Obviously, your trip to the Torres Strait is the real focus here when it comes to the Indigenous voice to Parliament. Parliament, and also reflecting some of the things that you've said over the last couple of months.
Well, that's right. One of the things about a voice to Parliament is it's about treating Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with respect, about ensuring that where matters affect directly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, they'll be consulted. And what we know is that when you consult people, when you give them a sense of ownership over processes, you'll get better outcomes. We do need to close the gap in education, in health, in life expectancy, in housing. But the way to do that is to make sure that firstly you give people that sense of ownership, that you consult them. It's good manners to do so. But also recognising First Nations people in our constitution, which is, after all, our national birth certificate, will be an important step forward for the entire nation. We should be proud of the fact that we share this great continent of ours with the oldest continuous civilization on Earth. And here in the Torres Strait, where we've had this morning a meeting with women leaders, yesterday with the Torres Strait Regional Authority and with people, we need to make sure that we deliver for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, not just because they'll benefit, but that the whole nation will be lifted up if we get this reform done.
Sure. Well, look, Albo, I'll leave you to, because I know you've had a busy, busy morning and I know you've got some more meetings there. You're off to Rockhampton today as well. But looking forward to seeing you in studio next time you're in town, not just because you're the PM now, but I'm going to personally make you a cup of tea next time you come in, because I know the Rabbitohs lost last night.
Oh, no, it was a tough night last night. I watched it in a pub on Horn Island. And if only the game went for 77 minutes, it would have been a better outcome.
Have a fantastic day. It's always great to talk to you, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Murray.
Hi, Cairns. Daniel here from